So welcome back to the second lecture here about email marketing. And in this particular section or lecture, we're going to talk about the principles of a well-executed marketing strategy. How do you go about it? What sort of parameters do you pay attention to? There's five phases of email marketing, and we'll talk about each of these a little bit. You get into the indoctrination phase, which is who am I? Why am I important? Why should you pay attention to me? You get into the engagement phase, where you're talking about actually starting to have a bit of a conversation with your people in your target market. We talk about ascension, segmentation, where you kind of figure out demographics, you kind of figure out where they are on that value chain, and then re-engagement. If they have kind of bought from you, they've kind of floated through your universe for a period of time and they kind of drifted off, re-engagement kind of draws them, you know, kind of takes your planet and starts curving it back towards you and gets them back in your universe again. Indoctrination campaign is actually one of the first, if you're relatively new at email marketing or a new organization, a triggered campaign, it's sent immediately following an initial subscription that is designed to introduce the brand to a new subscriber. Here's why I'm important. Here's why this product is meaningful, or our service, or our organization is meaningful. And you're going to spend some time on there obliquely referring to your credentials as people or individuals or as an organization or relative to your products or services. So that's indoctrination. Engagement campaigns, relational interest-based triggered campaign, which is sent immediately following an action. It's designed to make a relevant offer or a sale, or a sale to one of your subscribers. And this is a technique that you'll use to move people, like from an awareness to, say, the next phase up, where they start getting excited about who you are, what you're doing. And what's being kind of left unsaid here is that people who exist at different places on that value chain pathway, that value journey pathway that we were talking about, need to be getting different messages from you. People who are just finding out about you are going to have a lot different needs of information than people who are your best ambassadors and you're sending them requests for donations or whatever. People who are just becoming aware of you may not want to be getting those kinds of messages. So that's kind of the unsaid thing here. So engagement campaigns, or you can have different types of them. You could have multiple engagement campaigns based on where these people are at, or based targeted at different places of your value journey pathway, and designed to give them the information that people who are at that level will want to receive from you. So, kind of important. Ascension campaigns, interest-based triggered campaign that's sent immediately following an action, designed to make a relevant offer and a sale to your subscriber. Kind of a ditto of what we had before. It's kind of, again, taking them from one level on your value journey to a higher level. More excitement, more invested. So in other words, they could have made a small purchase, but now you want to go back and say, well, if you're really interested, I'll make you an offer of a more expensive product, a more expensive sale. And part of what you do and how that shows up is you will create a campaign that has a lead magnet that has a zero price. You know, give me your email address and I'll send you this free PDF report. And oh, by the way, as long as you're interested in that, would you be willing to spend $7.95 and I'll also send you this t-shirt? And well, gee, if you're interested in that t-shirt, that's an immediate signal that maybe you might be interested in donating $50 so that we could feed the homeless or, you know, whatever. That's how this works. Segmentation campaigns. Manual campaign. It's sent to your entire database as a promotion that is designed to segment your subscribers by interests. And this could be loosely based around your value journey pathway that we've talked about. But this could also be interested in, well, the thing that pops in my mind is sports related. So you might have a list of people who are really interested in sports, real sports nuts. Some of them are interested in college football. Some of them are interested in baseball or Major League Baseball. And you could send out a segmentation campaign that's designed to get them to respond in a way that you immediately tell where their interests are. So you build up, you have a marker on their record in your email list that said this individual is interested in football and baseball, and somebody else could be interested in soccer and baseball, and somebody else could be only interested in swimming or who knows what. But that's kind of an illustration of what a segmentation campaign is all about. Re-engagement campaign, these are triggered campaigns that's sent to any subscriber who hasn't opened or engaged, or they just dropped off the edge of a cliff and they haven't clicked on any emails in the last 30 or 60 days. And it's really kind of designed to get their attention. You say something to get their attention, to say, hey, are you still there? Are you still interested? And you do something, you have some sort of an offer in there that's designed to get them to resubscribe or re-indicate or re-engage with you. This is what it's all about. Journey steps, this is that chart that we were talking about again, becoming, and starts from the bottom left-hand corner, and it goes across to the right, and then it goes up one level, and it goes back to the left towards the ladder, goes up the ladder, and then it goes back to the upper right-hand corner. So the steps that you take that you need to be very aware of as you create your email strategy to communicate with people who are interested in your ministry or who are interested in your nonprofit is the first step is all of a sudden people just start, there's an announcement and people start becoming aware of this. That could be one email campaign. And you want to be very intentional about who you have on your list, email list, to make these announcements too. The next step is to get them engaged. They subscribe. They say, hey, you know what? I'm interested. I'd like to kind of read some more stories. I'd like to read your blog articles. I'd like to get that free PDF report and subscribe. They actually convert. They might place a small order. They might order that league magnet or whatever, and they start getting excited about things. And then they kind of ascend up that ladder of increasing involvement of whatever it is you're doing. And finally, they just get to a point where they've been around a while and they start functioning as your advocate for your organization or actually actively promoting whatever it is you're doing. So, the role of an indoctrination campaign, we talked about this just kind of in passing several minutes ago, but the role of an indoctrination campaign is to welcome new subscribers. Tell them what they can expect. What do they need to do next to get the biggest benefit from you and your brand? This is kind of in addition to introducing yourself or giving them more in-depth introduction about you and about your organization and whatever it is you're offering. So somebody's subscribed to your email list, but they don't yet recognize your name on their inbox, or they're not exactly programmed to be looking forward to hearing from you. So storyboarding and indoctrination campaign, you're going to do a welcome and introduce new subscribers to your brand, to your ministry, to your business. Restate the benefits of being a customer. Tell them what to expect. Tell them what to do, what they need to do next. What sort of action steps do you have? And this is really kind of a critical point here, so don't go blowing past this one. What do they have to do next? Make it obvious. Do they send you $7.95 to get that cheap T-shirt? Or do they have to give you an email address to subscribe to a specific list or to download a specific digital report or whatever it is? And as you do that, one of the things you want to be very aware of is to give them instructions on how to whitelist your email address. The problem is that unless they do that, a very large percentage of your emails go directly into the spam folder. Whitelisting is a process that will help you. They make a decision to help you bypass their spam folder, and they will actually get your email. Put your best foot forward on this. Campaign length, and it may be more than one. It's very likely going to be more than one email. It might be a series of very carefully thought out consecutive emails, one, two, three emails over a distinct period of time. So the role of an engagement campaign is to turn subscribers into buyers by prescribing the next logical step. It's based on what you know they're already interested in. So if you already know they're interested in baseball, then all of a sudden you can start selling them baseball, softball gear, like bats, balls, gloves, all that stuff. So an engagement campaign is really as much of a soft sell as opposed to just a blatant, hey, send me money and I'll send you a baseball bat. It's more of a almost a content marketing kind of a thing where you're sending them stories about techniques for playing better tennis, for improving your backhand, techniques for having a better swing at when you're up to bat at the plate, for example. You know, that sort of thing. That's what an engagement campaign will be doing. But it also prescribes kind of the next logical step. In other words, you're writing a story about an email campaign, writing an email campaign about improving your tennis backhand, and they'll want to talk about, we use a special type of substance on the grip of our tennis racket, for example, to help us hold it better. And if you're interested, you can buy that here, and you give them a link to go click on it. That's how the game gets played here, this almost a soft sell type engagement campaign. So now that you've been sending out some emails and your subscribers already know who you are, and you got a little name recognition going, and you know, you got some really good ideas of what they're interested in and how interested they might be right now, you get into storyboarding an engagement campaign and turning subscribers into converts. This is what the whole thing is about, an engagement campaign. References the previous positive action that they just took that puts them at this point on the value journey. It overcomes or it does some sort of a vaccine against any known objections that you have that experience with, and you're going to preempt that kind of stuff. This is the point where you would be doing that. Prescribing again, being very explicit about the next logical step. One of the biggest mistakes that people make when they develop these campaigns is you developed it. The next step is obviously pretty obvious to you. But the people who get these emails, it's not obvious at all. So you got to be very explicit about identifying the next logical step you want these people to take. And this kind of helps you when you get that feedback. If they take that action, they go in this bucket. If they don't take that action after a period of time, they go in that bucket. So this is a very good strategy to be using. And very typically, towards the end of any engagement campaign, you're going to ask for the order. All right, so let's talk a little bit about an ascension campaign. Expediting and accelerating the value journey. In other words, picking up the pace of things a little bit. It turns new buyers into repeat buyers, multi-buyers, by prescribing the next logical step. You're always identifying that next step that you want these people to take to get to that next position, that next bucket on that value journey, or nurturing and exciting them until it's appropriate for them to take that step. So let's start. If we did a little bit of storyboarding here on an ascension campaign, references all of the positive actions that have taken place to this point. You remind them of all the fact that they've subscribed to this your email list, that they've asked for the certain literature, and I know that because of that, you would be very interested in hearing about our latest campaign to wipe out hunger and in our neighborhood kind of a thing. So that's how the game gets played. Overcomes or inoculates against known objections. Again, if you're aware of problems or competitive threats that you need to sort of preempt, this is something that you'll very definitely want to cover at some point in this Ascension campaign. And again, it prescribes the next logical step. Don't assume that they know what you want them to do. You got to explicitly tell them. And you'll also want to say things in a way here, if you're doing any copywriting here at all, or writing your own copy, I guess, to clarify that, is that you're you want to say things that turn ordinary buyers into repeat buyers or multiple buyers. In other words, they're going to really kind of buy into whatever Kool-Aid you're selling, hook, line, and sinker. And you kind of want to do things that reinforce the quality of your organization and the quality of your product, the quality of your service, and increasing trust. Well, there you go. Increasing trust and authority that they have for your brand. And it ascends, it takes them from being a customer. It makes that you're giving them the fuel that takes them from being just an average run-of-the-mill customer into being a raging fan. So it's time to ask yourself a couple of important questions. Question number one, what is the next step I want them to take? Question number two is, do I have any reason to believe that they are ready to take that next step?